Okay, so we left off yesterday. We are just beginning to the sugya of Kedushin Midin Ebekanani. So we had a major machlokes, I'm sharing with Rashi and the Rifat, just tight, just pshat in the Gemara. What's the case of Ebekanani? So Rashi was quick to point out that Ebekanani is talking about a situation where, of course, the person who's giving the cash is the Shaliach. If he's not the Shaliach, then there's nothing to discuss. How can anybody be Makadish and Isha for somebody else without being the former Shaliach? Of course, he's the Shaliach. So if he's the Shaliach, why do I need Rava to tell me about Evet Kenani? So it's clear that Rashi puts in, that's what he puts in the next half of the Rashi. Rashi says that the Shaliach is using his own money. So Rashi's is being Mechadish does two things. Mechadish does that, of course you need Shalichos, but even though you have Shalichos, Shalichos itself wouldn't work because B'med B'Armum, Shalichos would make sense. If I'm the Chassan, I appoint you as a Shaliach, and then, but I give you the money also. So if I provide you with the ring, then we could discuss Shluch Shalom Kemoiso. But Shlichus is not going to work to make the money of the Shaliach into the money of the Meshalech. So when they ask the Shaliach under the Chuppah, whose ring is this? So the Shaliach says, it's my ring. So that's a problem. How's that going to work? That's not going to be covered by Shlichus. So it must be, we need the Chiddush of Rav Evet Kenani. And the Ritva says, no. The Ritva says the exact opposite, 180 degree opposite of Rashi. Ritva says that if he's the Shaliach, what do I need Rava for? What do I need Evet Kenani for? If he's the Shaliach, so Shluch Shalom Kemoiso, and licked in the Gemais according to Ritva, it's a Gevaldiki Chiddush. Not only the Shalichas work, the Gabi the Maisa, but Shalichas works, the Gabi the ownership of the ring as well. So this is a major issue, this is a major machlokes. What can Shalichas do? I mean, that's the Margaret thing. What can Shalichas do? What can Shalichas do? So according to Rashi, Shalichas cannot transform money of the Shaliach into the Meshaleachs. And according to the Ritva, Hocus Pocus, it could do that also. So we began to discuss at the very end of the Shia yesterday that a parallel, very, very similar machlokes appears on the other end of the spectrum, namely not so much in terms of Kedushim, but in terms of Gittin. The starting point of the discussion was the Hanocha that the Rishonim have, which again, as we said yesterday, is not the Feirish in the Gemara. It's implied maybe in Gittin Dabchav, but it's not Mamish Black and White in the Gemara, that in order for Get to be valid, that has to be Nosin Biyada, the paper and the ink and everything that makes up the Chetz of the Get has to be Mamon Habal. That's the given in the Rishonim. Again, according to those Rishonim who say such a given is a given. So the Rishonim is Kakasha, what do you do with the Mishai Mushlech Habor, the guy who's appointing a Shaliach to write a Get? He's obviously not being kind to the paper. They're not tossing the paper up to the board and down to the board. That's down and up. Allah, all of you go down first thing up. So that's obviously not happening. So how do you solve that problem? So we quoted yesterday, the end of the Shifa and the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, you're right, of course the paper has to belong to the Megaresh. But since the Shaliach is the Megaresh, so his own is considered to be like the Baal's owning the paper. That's okay, that's fine. In effect, what the Mordechai is saying is that Shlushom Kemoso works legabi the ownership of the item in question. So just as the Ritva Nasugya says, Shlichos can work to create the transformation of ownership, so too the Mordechai says the identical svar when it comes to a get as well. But there are others who disagree with the Mordechai. So the Tur in Nuchas Gittin Eben Ezer quotes the name of the Rama, where the Rama comes to the same conclusion as the Mordechai, that we have to address the mission of the guy in the bar. So everybody agrees, nobody that I know of says that Hokamai Askinan, we're tossing the paper up and down, that's not what's happening. We have to figure out some kind of halachic mechanism how to get around the problem of ownership of the get. So comes the Ramah and says something very startling. He says, the husband does own the paper and the ink. How does he own it? There's only one way to be mocked to something to somebody, you have to make a kinyan. And again, unless you want to give this bizarre or kimta that they're tossing the paper and ink down and up again, we don't want to do that. So says the Rama, no, I'll tell you, the ownership of the paper and the ink is being accomplished through Zochin Liadim Shaloi Bafanov. Zochin Liadim Shaloi Bafanov. Wait, how's that happening exactly? So the Sefer, he opens up his briefcase and he starts to write the get on the paper and the ink and everything. And Lu Yitzui, he would take the briefcase and hand it to somebody else and say, listen, Nebuch, the husband's down in the pit, he's dying any minute, we got to make this get done quickly, and please pick up this briefcase and be Zoich on behalf of the guy in the pit. If you would say that, okay, I would understand that. I do that all the time. It's called Erev Chatzeris, it's called Tanoim at a Chup. We do this all the time. Zoch Lo Shol B'Fanav. That doesn't bother me. But the Ramah has a very creative way of saying Zoch Lo Shol B'Fanav. The woman who's receiving the get, she's going to be zoicha on the paper and the ink on behalf of the husband. When is that going to happen? Well, when the sofer, the shaliach, whoever it is, gives the get to the woman, so at that moment that he's giving the get to the woman, two things are happening. Number one, there's a nesinas haget, but the nesinas haget can't happen yet because kol zman that the paper and ink doesn't belong to the husband, the nesinas is going to be chal. So comes the Raman says, well, what's really happening is, and you have to like watch this really, really carefully to see all this happening. I wouldn't say most, this would go right by most people. That's what the Rama is a Rishon. That's what we're just reading this Rama. He's the one who's writing the Rama. So the Rama writes that when the Shaliach gives the get to the woman, what's first happening is the woman's being zoicha on the ink and paper on behalf of the husband. It's of course that the husband wants to divorce his wife. He's the one who appointed me a shaliach in the first. So she's being zoicha based on the principle of zochshem from the front of on the ink and the paper. And simultaneously, I mean, I guess there's a delayed reaction of a billionth of a fraction of a second, that now that Baruch Hashem, the paper belongs to the husband, so now the get becomes chal as well. It's, I guess if we want to coin a phrase, we would call it Gita v'zechiyasa boin kiyechad. We can make up a new term in halacha that she's being zoicha on the paper on behalf of the husband at the identical moment that the get is actually being given. It's a very, very strange idea, but you know what? The Gemara does have that idea of Gita v'yada boin kiyechad in a little bit of a different context by Shichur Rebbe Kenaini. The Gemara says, how can you ever be Meshachar and Rebbe Kenaini by giving him a Shtar Shichur? We spoke about yesterday how he could use kesef. He doesn't have any kesef. Forget about kesef. How could you ever give him a get? When the Adam takes the get, shtar shichur, and puts it into his Evet's hand, that's tantamount to the Evet, to the Adam taking it out of his right hand and putting it into his left hand, because Yad Evet is Kiyad Rabo. So the Gemara says, you're right. But what trumps that idea is Gita v'yad v'yam kiyachad. So again, it's a very tough concept in halacha, but that's why shteik the Masechus Gittin, the 8th parak, that every shtar shichur of an Evet has to work through that avenue of Gita v'yarbam kiyachad. So zok de Raman, every get that's given to the woman, if there was a formal zechiyah to the husband originally, can still be salvaged. It can be salvaged through the woman being the zocha. So this woman, she's not only makabel haget, but she's doing everything. She's makabel haget, but prior to the kabbalah haget, she's also, not prior, literally, barasachas, she's being zeich on the paper and the ink as well. Why did the Rama have to do somersaults? What was wrong with what the Mordechai said? Wasn't it obvious what the Mordechai said? That the seifer is the shaliach. So once he's the shaliach, so that's good enough for the ownership of the paper. Zamin fanda, what do you see from this, Yad Rama? That the necessity for the somersaults is because that premise is not correct. That just because you're a shaliach for the nesinas again, for the maisa, doesn't make you into a shaliach for the ownership of the necessary property, in this case being the get. So this machlok is Rashi and Ridva in Kedushin of Zayin. Lefinius Daiti is mamish a replica of the machlok is the Mordechai and the Rama in Maseches, in the Sugis of Maseches Gittin. At the end of the day, it doesn't make the slightest bit of difference in Maseches Gittin, because the get is chal anyway, but the mechanics of how they get chal were radically different, or fundamentally different.
How is there being so that it's for the Baal any better than the case in Gittin where she's the shliach in one hand and she puts it in her other hand and accepts it for herself?
Well, it's about she's wearing different hats. So first she's wearing the hat as the zocha, so she's being zocha on the paper and the ink of the Baal. So now, that's if we would stop the movie right then and there, so he owns the paper, and now at the same time, in halach, that's the koyach of Gita v'zechiyos v'bam kiyach. That's the chiddush haTorah that you can have two things happen simultaneously at that precise moment. So now the nesinas haget is taking place. So why not? She's wearing a lot of hats. She's very talented. She doesn't even realize how talented she is. She's playing Chosh Mishra Evan and Ezra all at the same time. Yeah.
How do you know that the ritzah doesn't hold that Evan Kanani is allowing both the shlichus and also the fact that there's a transfer of ownership?
Because the Ritva makes a point of saying that it has to be that it's not derech shlichus. If it would be derech shlichus, I wouldn't need Evan Kanani. The Ritva says
but
that.
Also,
but he says, I don't need Evan Kanani. He says, but if Lu Yitzui would be derech shlichus, then Rav would be superfluous. What do you mean, Rav would be very, would be not superfluous, would be very necessary?
Evan Kanani is also what's causing this.
No. The Ritva staked the favor. Shlichus would have done the trick. He said, "Lu Yitzuya," that Rashi is right. It's talking about the Shlichus. Rava is I don't see wafer. That Rav is telling us things that are totally unnecessary. I don't need Rav.
It would
have worked, Legamri, just based on pure Hilchos Shlichus. So basically, so we have Machlokes Rashi Mitzvah, Mordechai in the Ramah, but major Machlokes we're showing him what Shlichus can do and perhaps what Shlichus can't do.
So is there ever a case that Rashi would hold that it doesn't work if this is the object? Because why can't we say if it always works through Zachin? Why only here is it working through Zachin and an Argamar?
Who did you say Zachin? I didn't say Zachin. In which case? Argamar?
We just discussed the Ramah's case.
The Ramah's case.
So why an Argamar? Is Rashi? I mean, is there ever a case for Rashi going to hold that it was not a good Shlichus?
You mean let it work through Zachin? Let the Kedusha work through Zachin also?
Everything, every Shlichus.
I mean, according to the Rabbah, what didn't have it? What didn't have it? Kenani for when the third party gives the ring to the woman. So what's happening is that first the woman is being zoicha on the ring on behalf of the chasan, and then she's being mekabel the ring. So what do you need the chiddush of every Kenani for? Tape of clay. It's no worse than a combination of whatever happened in Uchaz Gittin. Wow, it's interesting, Kasha. I don't think better Kasha. Okay, that's what you meant to ask, right? No, but it was a great kasha. I could have thought of it myself. It's a great kasha. The Barashi Kivanta. Okay, good. I don't know. Okay, let's move on. So what is the Nekudas of Machlokes? So we have this running Machlokes here. What Shlichus can do, what he can't do. What are they arguing about? What are they fighting? What is the point of difference of the understanding, conception, what Shlichus is, what Shlichus is not? So there is a very famous discussion about Shlichus. It's based on a Gemara, the beginning of the seventh parak of Maseches Gittin. Most people, when they think at the beginning of the seventh parak of Maseches Gittin, they get very, very nervous. You know why? Because they start thinking about Shadim and Refuas, and they don't know where they're coming or going. But if you get past those three blot, and you get to the beginning of the halachic part of Misha Achzai, so you bump into a major, major sugya that sets the stage for all of Hilchos Shlichus. The Mishnah begins to discuss situations where you have a husband whose Nebuch becomes a Shaita. Husband, also kedaikus. I'm not even begin to try to diagnose this medically in the 21st century for some kind of for two reasons. First of all, I don't understand the Gemara and I don't understand enough of the medicine. But otherwise, like everybody else, who neither understands Allah nor understands the science, most people do like to give opinions, but I'm going to kind of refrain from that. Okay, so you have this fellow who's a Baal. They've been married for 20 years. They were married midrash. He was okay 20 years ago. And Nebuch, he became a mashuk. Terrible, terrible tragedy. He's a shaitan in hell. So obviously he can't divorce his wife at this point. What if he was okay, he was healthy, and he appoints a shaliach to go divorce his wife, and in the interim, before the shaliach actually delivers the get, the husband becomes a shaitan. So the husband did have the koyach to be not a shaliach, and the shaliach is perfectly healthy. He's a saint. He's a regular fellow. But the husband all of a sudden now suffered some terrible setback. And the husband is dinu kishayta l'chol tarakula. But the shaliach is alive and well and perfectly functioning. Can the shaliach deliver the get at this point or not? So the Gemara says absolutely not. There's not a question under the sun. The shaliach cannot deliver the get at this point. However, what's not clear in the Gemara is just how bad is this. Just how, to what extent, to what degree, is the shliach not acceptable to deliver the get? So the Rambam is the wrong Rambam, right? On the sheet it says Tezvav. On the sheet it says Tezvav. Well, which sheet says Tezvav? On the one?
The outline
says Tezvav, yeah. And this is Tezayin. That's the wrong one. Okay, good. So who's got Halacha Tezvav for me? Quick, Halacha Tezvav. It's always a nice Rambam. You can be Halacha Tezayin also.
It's in
Gerish,
right?
What?
It's in
Gerish. That's what it was yesterday, yeah. Halacha Tezvav. Okay. There we go. I told you about this past summer. We're by the Rambam's kever. We're saying over Hosh Tikkul Torah to the boys. Since I call, and I started to quote a Rambam, I couldn't remember exactly what it said. And then I said, "Guys, no one's going to video this." And I took out my phone and I opened up the Rambam and I finished reading the Rambam in front of the Rambam's kever. I said, "Please don't tell anybody about it." All 100 guys who were. What did the Rambam just do? Okay. of it as well. Omar kishu bari kisvu to get lishti. So the guy's perfectly healthy, and he appoints a shaliach to write a get and to deliver it to his wife. V'achakach nivas. V'hamon. Nivas and nivas. Which one? Come to patach. Any guesses? I think it's a patach. What? Who thinks it's a kamat? I think it's a patach. They're two different messiahs. Okay. All right.
I pronounce
Friday the same. Oh, okay. So it's easy. Okay. It's like the Hasidim. Who and he? Kalein Pash Tazri also the same. It doesn't matter what it is. Okay. Omar Kishu Bari Kismu Tanu Gelishti Bechach Nevas. Or Nevas. Mamtina Nachi Yavri. We have to wait until the guy gets healthy. Because of an Eistinlam. And then we can deliver the get. You don't have to get a new appointment because the guy had a little temporary fit of insanity, so you can continue where you left off. But what if the shliach didn't bother to wait? What's the magic word of the Rambam? Now the word apostle sounds terrible, it's a disaster, it's gefrelich. But between you and me, it's not so bad. Why? Because the Rambam is a klal nuchas gevushin, earlier on nuchas gevushin, later nuchas gevushin, he tells you that every time he wants to describe a get that's no good min haTorah, he will use the word either harei ze get batel or harei ze eino get. Those are the terminology that's used to describe a deraisa. The term posel is almost like hilchos Shabbos, poter v'losa. It's posel with the rabbanon, but min haTorah the get is still good. That's a famous klal the Rambam develops. So when the Rambam here in Pektet Beis Lachat Esvav uses the word posel, what he in effect is saying is that this din that appears at the beginning of the seventh paragraph is not a din deraisa. Mid deraisa the get is taka kosher, even though the baal is taka shayta. So the baal is a labardas, the shayta dinuk labardas the cholat harakula, and yet mid deraisa, if you'd ask Meshi Rabbein, did the get is taka 100% kosher? So he states in Rambam. The Torah in Ibn Ezer, when he quotes this halacha, so the Torah writes, "Harei zeh get batel." Harei zeh eino get. That's the lashon he uses. He writes that the get is mamish no good with the raisa. So Yadul refers a major machlekes the Rambam and the Torah to what degree is this get no? The get that was authorized at a time when the Baal was able to authorize, delivered at a time when the Baal was no longer able to deliver. What's the status of such a get? So who here heard of the tzoyses beer in this machlekes? The Rambam and the Torah. What? Must have heard. Okay. So Kumt, the Hilgit Tzais, and he says, I'll tell you what the Nekudas of Machlaik is in the Ram of the Torah is. Says the Tzais, I put this on the list of top 10 Tzaisim, most famous Tzaisim. Okay? Or should be recommended Tzaisim. Not that the others are less important, but this is very, 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 you said it to the Tzais. Comes the Tzais and says, the Nekudas of Machlaik in the Ram of the Torah is fundamental. It's not a Gitin Machlaik, it's a Shlichos Machlaik. When Reuven appoints Shimon to be Megarish's wife, who is the Megarish? Who is the one who is affecting the Chalei's Gerishin? Do we say that Shluch Shalom Kabaisa means not only do you become the Shliach and the Maisa Gerishin, but you become the Shliach and affecting the Chalei's Gerishin, you become the person himself? Almost like you can put on tefillin for him, right? I mean, not that much, but you become the person, you become the Megarish. But when you're a shaliach, the mekadesh as isha, you become the chassan. I mean, not really. She's not going to go to your house later. She's going to go back to the real husband. But in terms of the under the chuppah, shaliach, listen to the words. Shalucho shaladim kemaisai. Not only are you a shaliach just to affect the physical act of giving the ring, you become the baal hadov. You become the baal hachalois. That's what shlichus means. Or do I say no, says the Ketzais? That's not at all what shlichus is. Shlichus doesn't transform you to do anything. The shlichus on the Maisa HaGerishin is the shlichus on the Maisa Kedushin. But if you want to know who is the Mekadesh, who is the Megarish, the Mekadesh is the Megarish, is the husband, is the Baal, is the man himself. The shliach is just doing a Maisa, and his Maisa is being Mesiachis back to the Mishalech. So who is the Mekadesh, who is the Megarish? Zoktik Tzais. According to the Rambam, Min HaTorah, the shaliach becomes the megarish. And therefore, it doesn't concern me that the baal is a shaita. The din is that the Megarish has to be a Bardas. Guess what's like the Rambam? The Megarish is a Bardas. So Midaraisa, the get is perfectly okay. Midraban, it looks funny. Midraban, it's very risky. If we let this guy give the get now, maybe he'll be with Tzivu when he's a Shaito. It's just bad precedent. Not a good recommendation. But in the perfect world, Midaraisa, in the worldview of Moshe Rabbeinu, the get is perfectly okay because it doesn't concern me that the Baal is a Lav Bardas as long as the Shaliach or Pidin is the Megarish is a Bardas. And that's the Nakuda that the Torah disagrees with. The Torah holds Shluch Shom Kemoiso works on Maisim. It doesn't change people. It doesn't make you into the... I'm not the Megarish. It's not even my wife. How can I be the Megarish? How can I be the Megarish, somebody else's wife? How can I be the Mekadesh? I don't want to marry this one. I'm married already. I'm interested in marrying her. I'm just being a nice guy. I'm doing a Maisi Kedusha, Maisi Gerusha on your behalf. Therefore, since the original Baal, the original Mishalech, is still called the Baal HaChalois, the din is the Baal HaChalois has to be someone who's a Bardas to in effect the Chalois. And Shulch Shabbat Kedusha Maisi from today till tomorrow is not going to work even on level of their eyes. As I state in Ktzais. Who has a Kasha? Anyone have a Kasha in this Ktzais? Ktzais himself has a Kasha in himself. There's a din in Ochas Gittin. It seems to fly in the face of the Shita Sarambam concerning this halacha.
According to the Rambam,
if
someone puts Shia and then
dies. Otazoi! That's Ktesis Kasher himself, right? You saw this Ktesis? But he thought of the Kasher, right? Comes a Ktesis and says, wait a second, according to what I just told you, B'das Rambam, that when you have a Mishaleach, a Shaliach, and an Isha, Shushalim Kamosa means that the Shaliach becomes the Begaresh. And therefore, the fact that the Mishalech becomes a Shaita doesn't bother me. It's not relevant, totally irrelevant. Frankly, says, what if he becomes worse than a Shaita? What if he becomes dead? Who is that? So Reuben appoints Shimon to be a Shaliach to give his wife a get, and then Reuben dies in the interim. So Midaraisa, the Shaliach should be able to give her a get. I mean, why would she want a get? She doesn't want to be a Shaliach. I can think of a million reasons why she wants a get. So comes the Ktzai, he said, would anybody say such a thing? Lo yitochein to say such a thing. It's impossible to say it. The Mishnah is beferit, Rambam's beferit. It's not shayach to say such a thing, that the get is still good. Why not, Shaykh Ktzai?
When the person shows that there's a lacking of doubt, there's still a confusion of shlichus. When he dies, the shlichus itself is severed. He needs to generate the shlichus to the
shayach. What makes Nisa sever shlichus any more than Shota severing shlichus?
Shota is, it doesn't outdo the
shlichus,
it just needs the lack of das coming out of the
body. And why does Misa undo
shlichus? Because you need to be alive actually to generate the shlichus.
You made that up. Okay. You have to be alive to a point that I can understand. If a dead person tries to be man a shlich, I hear you svar. But once you appoint the shlich when you're alive, it's like tzva. No, he's the Baal HaChalos.
But the Chalos of the Gerit never happened yet. So they were not divorced yet until she gets it. Now that he's dead, you can't have a Chalos Gerit.
Why not?
He's dead.
Marriage
is gone. Oh. Marriage is gone already.
Oh, that's what you meant to say. That's a whole different ball game. That's the right answer. So, Frechtik says, Akasha, what's the difference between a Shaita and being dead? So, says Akasha, there's a big difference. When a person is a Shaita, they're still married. A Shaita can't be Mekadesh and Isha because it's Lav Bardas. But if a person got married when he was a pikeach and then he became a shaita, they're still 100% married. There's not one iota less of Eishes Ish there just because the man is a shaita right now. But when a person's dead, here's the yisoid. You can't be married when you're dead. Remember, we learned about this, though. See, HMAs. Yibo may be the one exception to that rule. Maybe you can be married to a dead person a little bit. Maybe that's the parasha of Yevam L'Shuch, right? Rabbi Yosef Engel, right? Remember that? We spoke about that earlier on. But putting aside that wild story, which according to many Rishonim, doesn't even exist. Even my Yibam doesn't even exist. You can't be married to someone who's dead. Get that line out of context, right? That's that. You can't be married to dead. That's why when we go on the Tzva trip, and they tell you some Bubamites about how the... Remember the story with the girl with the ring, right? If the hand comes out of the kever, and she accepts the ring of Kedushin or something, because she was really supposed to marry him, and then he marries her after she's dead. Oh, some guy tells you a whole Narishkeit story. So... that's against this shtickletar. That's the only thing it's against. It wouldn't be so bad. It's against common sense. That's even worse. Okay, good. You have to come on my trip of Tzvat. Right, when I run the trip for NCS, welcome to the tour guide of Tzvat, it's called It's called, what do we call it? The Tzvat for the Misnagdim or something? Tzvat for the Litvish version of Tzvat. So I talk about how you can be Mechadish Smicha Bezman Hazeh. We talk about whether Parish Akum have Kiddush Shviyas or not. We talk about why the Ari HaKadosh's Erev Chateres was in the Shul. Those are the things that we talk about. They're the real part of Tzvat. You know, if you make a mistake in Kriyas HaTorah, which probably you have to go back to the mistake, the real shiles of Tzvat, not the mumble jumble of being Mechadish people who are dead. That's all on the side of Tzvat. Okay. What?
You teach the
Ksos HaMotor. That's right. One of my I always used to love to sit in the Beis Yosef's Ma'ara, you know, in his cave there. That's where Imam wrote the Shulchan Aruch, that little cave. No one knows what a little cave is. That's Imam saying it's such a chizak, sitting there. Sitting and learning Shulchan Aruch in the cave. That's what I'm supposed to do. Okay. Good. Most people don't do that in the cave. That's what I like to do. Okay, right, so getting back to the story. So what are we talking about? Oh, yeah, we're talking about people being married when they're dead. So comes the Ktzais and says, the Mishaleach becomes a Shaita, that we can handle, according to the Rambam. Shaleach dies, we can't handle that. That Machlokes between the Rambam and the Tor may very well be the root of this issue as well. It's quite possible that the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Tor, what is the Machlokes? Who is the Megarish? Well, the din is that the Mekadesh has to own the ring. The din is the Megarish has to own the paper. So that's exactly what the Mordechai is saying, that yes, it's true, the husband normally has to own the paper. Yes, it's true, what the Ritva is saying, the husband normally has to own the ring. But as soon as you introduce the parash of Shlichos, so then the name of the person has changed. The name of the Megarish is no longer the husband. The name of the Mekadesh is no longer the Chasan. The name of the Mekadesh / Megarish, the person who's affecting the Chalos, is the Shaliach. That's exactly what Shulchan Chomaisa means. Shulchan Chomaisa transforms that the new Bala Chalois is the Shaliach. Abba Zoy, that he's the new Bala Chalois, just as he's providing the Das Gerishin Midaraisa, and that's okay, so too he is the owner on the paper, and that's also okay. So too he is the owner on the ring, and that's also okay. Shulchan Chomaisa does much more than just Mais, and that's the Rambam Shita. The Tor would say, what are you talking about? How does Shlichus do hocus pocus? Shlichus turns people into other people. Shlichus doesn't do that. Shlichus makes Maisim relate from one person to another. But the person, the Baal HaChalais, is the original husband. Baal HaChalais is the original Chasan. And therefore, they have to own the object, whatever the object is, whether it's the paper, the ink, or the ring. So it's quite possible that this Machlokes in the Rambam of the Tor is the same Machlokes. We have a third example that the Rishonim are arguing about. Yeah. So we're saying that according to the Tor, that Shlichus doesn't transform, that's almost like the Adramah, right?
But Tor holds, the way that the Ketos understands the Tor is that Shlichus does transform.
No. The Tor is the one who says Shlichus doesn't transform. Because the Tor is the one who says that if the husband is a labardas, to get his bottom in a Torah, which means it doesn't transform. It means the original husband is still the Megarish. Because the Rambam who says that the Shaliach becomes the new Mekadesh, the new Megarish. So the Tor is perfect. The Tor quotes the Ramah, and this is the Tor that she does.
I wanted to clarify a point. This might be my ignorance in the of Shlichus, but we only gave like a local answer for why Shlichus wouldn't work after death, because there's no point of it once the person's dead. There's no point in doing a Gerish.
There's no marriage.
So does that mean for the rest of the Shlichus it only works after the person dies?
Maybe there's Shlichus after death. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure.
You would have to say that, otherwise then...
Maybe, unless you say that what was the Shaliach appointed to do? To sell a field? Well, maybe there's no bialis and mammon after death also. Right? Okay, so Rabbi Sai, we're assuming now, we've been trying to assume, that we're trying to build this machlekes, we're trying to make more and more machlekes. Tamin Chama is supposed to be Ma'ar B'Shom, but all of them, we're just rolling machlekes after machlekes. So we took a Machlekes Rashi with Bar Kedushin. We related to Machlekes the Ramah and the Mordechai and Kitten. We related that with the Ram and the Tor and the Shalichos. But we may have gone a little bit overboard because we're not 100% certain that that's really what the Rambam and Torah are arguing about. We're not 1,000% sure about that. The Stipler questions, other later Achorim also questioned the Ketzais' view in the stuff like this Rambam and Torah. It's a very, very famous Ketzais, but it's far from Muskim. That's really what's going on. The Stipler suggests that maybe the real Nekudas HaMachlekes, the Rambam the Tor, is not so much a Shlichus HaMachlekes. That's not really the issue that they're arguing about. What they're really arguing about is more of a das machlokes. Namely, we all know you have to be a bar das for a get. You have to be a bar das for a get. What do those words mean? What do it mean you have to be a bar das for a get? Do you have to be a bar das to affect the maisa get? Or do you have to be a bar das to affect, in a sense, the chalos get? It means a get can't, gerushin can't be chal on a person who's a la bar das. So if you tell me that the only thing that you need das for is almost for the maisa, so then maybe one could argue that when you appoint a shaliach, so you have the das ha shaliach on the maisa again. That's really all you needed. So it's not that the shaliach became, you know, the bal hadavar and there's the bal chalois. No, it could be that we were striving too much. We wanted it. We thought you need this gewaldige new transformation. You need one person becomes another person. You don't need any of that. It could be that all you need for Hilchas Gittin is das hamaisa gerushin. You don't even need so much the das hachalos gerushin. So if you start to change that and you start to take machlokes the Rambam of the Torah out of the realm of shlichos, then obviously that machlokes is not relevant to us. But we're going to go with the test. We're going to conventional. Well, there's conventional, I can't tell you, but we're going to go with the standard mahalach of the Ktzais, is Bir and the Machlokes Duram and the Tuar, and we think we have three Machlokes and Rishayim that are all hinging on the same Nekuda. Could we make this Machlokes into a fourth Machlokes? The answer is obviously yes, or else I wouldn't have asked that silly question. Can we put this Machlokes even further back than the Rishayim? His fundamental question is, what does Shulchan Kamoso mean? Does Shulchan Kamoso mean just on mere Maisim, or it really transforms people and the Shalech becomes almost one and the same, one entity with the Mishaleach? So the Arsameach suggests that Nekuda that's running through all of these Rishonim may have its roots back in the Gemara itself. It may actually be a Machlekes Amoroim in the Gemara proper. It's a Gemara later on in the second parak. Those are with us when we learned Masechet Kedushin last time around the second parak, which I think includes nobody here, right? Before brachas, okay? On Daf Mem Bet Aleph, the Gemara quotes a famous Machlekes Amoraim about whether Shaliach Nasa Eid or Ein Shaliach Nasa Eid. Let's say a person appoints a Shaliach to go bring a ring to this woman, and the Shaliach comes, and he's looking around for two Eidim, and he can't find another Eid. He can't find two other Eidim. He only finds one guy. There's only one other firm guy in the whole audience. So Shaliach says, okay, no problem. Let me give the ring, and me and you will be the Eidim. So the Shaliach is going to be the Shaliach and the Eid at the same time. So Shaliach wants to wear two hats. Can he do that or not? So the Gemara quotes a Machlekes. Rav Amar Shaliach Nasa Eid, and Devei Rabbi Sheila, and the Yeshiva Rabbi Sheila, they held that Ein Shaliach Nasa Eid. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? Why is Ein Shaliach Nasa Eid according to Rabbi Sheila? So the Gemara says that the problem is, Kevin the Amar Mar Shaliach Sham Kemaisa, Havali Kegufa. Boom. Devei Rabbi Sheila said, the reason why the Shaliach cannot serve as the aid, because that's tantamount to being made on what? On yourself. What if I want to be the husband and the aid? I'm going to be the chassid and the aid. I only find one aid under the chuppah. I'm watching the giving of the ring. That's a late summons. You can't be the bal dover and the aid. That's no good. So comes Rabbi Sheila and says, just as the bal dover can't be the aid, the shaliach can't be the aid either because of the principle of shulchan kemaisei. And what did Rav respond? So what would Rav respond to Rabbi Sheila's title? No, that's not called the bal dover, because at the end of the day, the shaliach is not really the bal dover. At the end of the day, the real bal dover is who? Who's the real bal dover? Is the husband who sent the shaliach. The shaliach is just merely doing a technical maisa on behalf of the baldover, but he doesn't become nichlas bim kaima. He's not called the baldover, and therefore it wouldn't concern us the fact that he is both the shaliach and the aid at the same time. So when all the dust settles, says the Yosemech, this running machlekes Tur and Ramah, Ramah and Mordechai, Tur and Rambam, Rashi Ridva, this may have its roots way, way, way back to the Gemara itself of whether the shliach and the aid can be hanuach, whether we view a shliach as being mamish di gavra hamakadish, the gavra magarish, he becomes a baldovar, or he's just doing a maisa that's relating back to the ultimate baldovar. So basically, getting back to our story, so we have a machlekes and rishonim going back to the sugya of Eved Kenani. So Rashi learned the sugya that hochal ha'askinan, the fellow was the shliach. Right? That was clear in Rashi. Rashi says pemole that Rashi says, "Who shluchal? Elishim akachim mishalay, but who shluchay?" What forced Rashi to learn who shluchal? What made Rashi so compelled to say Hu Shlucho? We saw what resulted from Rashi saying Hu Shlucho. Rashi is now forced to understand a certain thing about Shlucho Shalom Kamoso. But what's pressing right? Rashi's sitting in the corner, he's sitting in a little home in France, he's writing a parish on Kedushin of Zion, he gets to the din of Ebekanani, and Rashi feels compelled to put that ink onto the paper that says Hu Shlucho. What forced Rashi to do that? Why did Rashi have to get involved in making a shliach, truthfully? Because if not, Rashi says, that would be absolutely ridiculous. That means, what happened to the first mission of Sefer Kedushin? Shmikash bo b'shlucho. Unless you're the husband or you're shliach, who are you? Misamcha to be mekadesh woman for somebody else. So who does that now put the onus of proof on? The Ritva. What's the Ritva talking about there? What is the Ritva talking about? The Ritva believed that everyone, I can walk around, this could solve the entire Shidduch crisis. Don't have to ask the chassid, ask the kohen, nobody. I'll walk around, it'll make my wife's job easier. She doesn't come to see here anymore on Wednesdays. She'll walk around, line up 100 guys, 100 girls, and she'll start giving rings to everybody without telling anybody. I'm going to be married, showing Mazel Tov. So what's wrong with that? According to the Ritva, that should work. So the Ritva himself was already sensitive to that. That's ridiculous. Let's say the Ritva. What's the Lashon Ritva? He doesn't say. I'll have to see what he says a little bit later. So obviously to take the Ritva at face value is absurd. What? Yeah, that's later. We can make sure someone says Amir later.
Yeah, so when we're going
to So comes the Rashba. They didn't put the Rashba in the Rambam. Comes? I did, no? Where's the Rashba? It's in the Bible. Says the Rashba, Upirish Rashi, V'usha so shaliach l'shemo shalach. Uloi mar, she'im loa so shaliach edem kudashas. Va'afilu nisratzel basoif. Says the Rashba, if the husband's not particular, this guy's not interested in getting married to this girl, so I don't need a Rashba to tell me they're not married. Says the Rashba, the Chiddush of Rashi is, Kholzman, there wasn't an official formal appointing of Shalichos, even if when the supposed husband finds out about it, he's great with it, he says, I wanted to go out with that girl. Thank you so much for giving her the ring. Says the Rashba, but that's Rashi, Afil Misratzla Basoif, it's not going to work. Mishum de Bishas Kiddushin, Mielon Miknia, the Ilo Shavi Shaliach. Rashba says, what's pushing Rashi is, it is inconceivable to have a Kiddushin without a formal Shalichos in a situation where the Chassan doesn't want this girl in the end anyway. That's like, if you're in kindergarten, you would know that. Everybody knows that. You can't force a guy to get married. But even if he's very happy about it, and the Taka, when he finds out, what we're not going to do is say, guess what? I have good news for you. You're married. To who? To the girl he wanted to go out with. Gevaldik. It's the greatest day of his life. He's married. Zuk to Rashba, but still doesn't work. It's still not acceptable. Why? Because Kol's mad. You weren't appointed as a shaliach. You have no authority to mekadesh a woman for somebody else. That's what Rashi means. That it was that halacha that it's inconceivable to be mekadesh and isha without shlichus that forced Rashi to say shlichus. And what did the Ritva must have held? The Ritva who's conceiving of this concept of kedusha without shlichus, obviously the chosan's not objecting. If he's objecting, then the Ritva scenario is absurd. It must be that the Ritva doesn't buy into what the Rashi said. The Ritva must hold that in a scenario when the chosan taka finds out and is happy about it, then Taka Igloy Mils, the Kedushin was a good Kedushin, even though there was no formal Shlichus. That's the best we could do with the Ritva. To say the Ritva holds, you could have Kedushin when the Chassan screams he doesn't want it, that's ridiculous. But what the Rashba added onto Rashi, that Rashi must hold, that even Lesophonus Ratza is no good, that the Ritva may very well take issue. Not only do I think the Ritva can possibly take issue with, I'm going to prove to the Ritva does take issue with. Because there is a Gemara later on in Maseches Kedushin where the Ritva has a comment that leads us to conclude that the Ritva did take issue with this. There is a Gemara in Maseches Kedushin on Daf Mem Hei, back on the first page of Mamre Karmis, 8th of Mamre Karmis. Hano Beitrei, Stop him. Hey, I'm an Aleph. Hano betray davakashasu chamra tose tife bebovel. There are two guys who were drinking together a little bit of wine under a tree in Bavel. And that's where the problem started. If they wouldn't have been drinking, everything would have been okay. Shoko chad minayu kosu de chamra. One of them picks up a cup of wine. I was right out of Tevye, right out of Rishna L'chaim. And Yoav Leil Chavri, and he hands it over to his friend, Omar, Mekanshali Bartech Labri. That's how you do Shidduchim. You need white connects for it. Just go to drink in Baghdad under the tree, Gavaldic. So he hands him a cup of wine. He says, I want to be Mekadesh, your daughter for my son. So Gemara wants to know, one second over here. Hold the phone. Does this work? Does not work? So Amar Ravina. Ravina says, I feel the man diyam ha-chashin and shem nisratza av. Shem nisratza bein lo amrinon. There is a sugi. The reason why this Gemara is there is the discussion in the second paragraph of Kiddushin. Normally we know that a father has the koch to mekadesh his daughter when she's a ketana or a nara. The daughter doesn't have any koch to do it on her own. But what if the daughter goes there, she's 8 years old, she's mekabel kiddushin, and the father says, great, good idea. The day after, great, fantastic. I don't worry about shidduchim anymore. Thank you, my little third grader, for taking care of it yourself. Now go back to school. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Could we say, Nisratza'av, no Nisratza'av, is that going to work? Is that not going to work? Maybe I have to be worried every time a little girl accepts kiddushin. Shem Nisratza'av, a whole discussion of the Gemara. So comes the Gemara in that context and says, even according to the biggest machmirim, Shem Nisratza'av, Shem Nisratza'av bein le'amrinan. To say the father is Nisratza'av, every father is worried about his daughter getting married. The Shidduchim. So it's tough these days. More girls out there than boys. So every father, in the back of his mind, Shem Nisratza'av. But by the son, why should we be choshish that the son was happy with the father? He's got a list a mile long. He doesn't like the person. He doesn't particularly interested in getting a father who drinks beer or drinks wine under the trees in Bavel. So he doesn't want to marry this girl. So Shem Yisratza Bein Lo Yochashina. So we're not afraid. Amalei Rabbanan Ravina. V'dum Shliach Shavi. Wait a second. Before we let this girl go free, one second. Maybe the father who gave the cup of wine was Mamash Shliach. Maybe we should do our due diligence and find out. Maybe he was really a shliach. So Gemara says, people don't have such a zach chutzpah. You can appoint your father to be a shliach. Dad, do me a favor. I'm busy right now. How old is this guy? He's 14. I'm sitting learning tzitzich. I don't have time to get married. Dad, you go and you give her a ring for me. That's b'chutzah. Nobody would ever be b'chutzah. Right. Nobody over. Halavai, that should be the degree of chutzpah in our world. Halavai. So comes the Gemara and still not willing to let this girl go out free without a get. V'dilma artsuya artse kamei. Maybe, even though the son didn't formally appoint the father as a shliach, but maybe he told the father before, he was like shmuzi, and said, Dad, I really want to marry that girl. I'm not going to put you as my shaliach. I'm a chutz if I'm not. But that would be the greatest thing if I married that girl. If that would be true, if that's what happened, then we may have a problem on our hands. The Gemara says, don't let this little girl go free without a get so fast. It could be that there was some kind of a das kedushin from the chasa. Not so poshut. Duma artsuye artse kamei. And the question is, what do those three words mean? Duma artsuye forwards. Duma artsuye artse kamei. The Gemara, at the end of the day, the Gemara says, nah, don't worry, it didn't happen. No chance that really happened. But Allah saw that really did happen. What does that mean for us? What is the significance of that? So comes the Rashba, back to that Rashba. The Rashba was the one who just told us before, according to Rashi, unless there's a shlichos, unless he was told, befeirish, to go be mekadesh and isha, so then there's nothing to talk about. So the Rashbi asks it himself. What does that mean exactly? The Rashbi just got finished saying that unless there was shlichus, there's nothing to talk about. Says the Rashbi, it means like this: Meikara v'gila daite d'nichale b'haka amar. What it means is there was a shlichus. There really was a shlichus. That's the Gemara's question. We just got finished saying that no son would ever be Maman as father as a shliach. So that's what the Rashba, you have to tone down the Gemara a little bit. What it means is like this. The Gemara is trying to figure out, was this guy who gave a cup of wine on behalf of his son authorized to do so or not? So the Gemara suggested maybe he was really truly authorized as a formal shliach with the whole nine yards. Whereas that's very mechutzav. Most people wouldn't do such a thing. So then the Gemara says, okay, maybe he wasn't totally memunah with the formal vina shlichas, but maybe the son told the father enough times, gee, Dad, I'd love if you did that for me. I don't want to make a shlichas, I don't want to be mechutzav, but come on, it would be really nice if you did that. You could kind of be my unofficial shlichas. That's what the Gemara means. But what does the Gemara really mean? The Gemara says, keep on shepherding that it was a form of a what? It was a shlichas. Maybe it was watered down, maybe it wasn't such a mechutzah, but if it wasn't a shlichos, so then there's nothing to talk about. You cannot be mekadesh anisha without a shlichos. Call it a formal, call it informal, call it with an authorization, call it without an authorization, call it a public, or whatever you want to call it, but it's got to go down the roof. Short of shlichos, it's not going to fly. So the Rashba's theme in the entire sugya, both in Daf Zayin and in Daf Mem Daled, is that kedushin can only be affected by the man or his officially legal, halakhically appointed shliach. That's all there is there ain't no more. And therefore, under Zion, there's no way under the sun that this guy's acting on his own unless he was memuna as a shliach. That's exactly what Rashi said. And therefore, under Mem Daled, even when the Gemara dreamt about the possibility of a Duma Tzuyat Mekameh, that didn't mean anything more than a real, just shlichus, albeit a little bit of a watered-down shlichus to avoid the chutzpah issues, but shlichus it has to be. Short of shlichus, there's no way under the sun somebody can act on somebody else's behalf to be kaddish anisha. And who are we convinced is the bar plukta of the Rashi in the Rashba? Who? Who is the Rishon who says that, yes, we can. We can have kiddushin without shlichus. Who is that? The Ritva, because the Ritva of Zion says, Hocham HaSkim is not the Shaliach, because the Ritva holds the Shittas. If it would have been the Shaliach, then we wouldn't have needed Rava. So according to the Ritva, who is entertaining the possibility of having Kedusha without a Mina Shlichus, where did the Ritva get it from? What led the Ritva to believe you can have Shlichus Ayadei non-Mina Shlichus? Where did he get it from? What Gemara did he get it from? Vidil Noah? If you open up a Ritva in Kedushin, not Mem Daled, you see it's exactly what the Ritva says. That Vidilmi Atsuyim Ma'atze Kameh is saying that he's not the Shliach. He's not at all the Shliach. That the former, he's not the Shliach Bechlal, and still would be okay. But what question are we been avoiding? So, very good. So, we showed you a Ritva. I showed you a Machlekes, we showed Rashi and the Rashba on the one hand. A Machlekes permeating from the Zayin Taf Mem Daled. Can you have Kedushin without Shlichus? The Rashi and the Zayin says, forget about it. The Rashba and Daf Mem Gimel says, forget about it. And his other said, Sugya Mem Gimel, forget about it. The Ritva now, Sugya says, don't forget about it. It's true. The Ritva says in Daf Mem Daled, it's true. But what question must the Ritva now address? It's very nice we showed the Ritva accept such a concept. What's the Kasha? We have to ask ourselves, how? Based on what? Based on whose authority? Misam Chaliyish. So how do we know what that dilemma? What gives the authority of somebody to be mekadesh and isha for somebody else unless he was formally appointed as the shaliach? So what's the answer to that question? One word. If you say more than one word, I'm not going to accept it. Zochin. If you would have said Zochin Mishal Bafanov, I would accept it also. That's what you were going to say?
That's why I got confused.
Okay. Zichiyah, if you would have said Zichiyah or Zochin, either one of those two words is okay. The Ritva says, did everyone see the Ritva? You want to see a Daf Mem Daled? Because they didn't put it in the Mamre Kamos? They didn't put it in the Mamre Kamos?
I think it is.
You have it? Another Ritva. That's later on. It's a different Ritva. Any Rishon who accepts the possibility of Kedusha without Mina Shlichos, there's only one thing we can pin our hopes on, and that's Zochin Lam Shlom Fonov. Now, I ask you, is it Zochin or is it not Zochin? For an average guy to get married, is that zochin or is it not zochin? What do you think that depends on? I could just walk around like I pick up boxes of matzahs for people in the Erev. I assume everyone brings for once to be part of my Erev. That's called zochin? Maybe. Unless you're a kanoi, you don't want to hold the Erev. If you're a real, real, real kanoi, you don't have to rip down the Erev. Just have in mind not to be zochin the matzahs. We hope the real kanoi never learned to hold the Erev. They don't know it's much easier than ripping down the Erev. So the person will discuss why that may or may not work. But not for now. No, so I must say, is it chus or not? What do you think that depends on? have Reuven. Reuven's in this corner. Rachel's in that corner. And I'm going to invoke the principle of Zachar Shalom. I'm going to go and give a ring to Rachel. I'm going to say, Arem Kodesh is to Reuven. Zachar Shalom Shalom Befonim. Gevaldik.
Shows he wants to get married.
It depends. Not only does he want to get married, it depends more than that. Does he want to get married to Rachel? He doesn't want to marry Rachel. He wants to marry Shmuel Salaya. I don't know who he wants to marry. He doesn't want to marry Rachel. So, Nu, what does the Ritva say to solve that problem? What four words in the Gemara solve that problem in the Mem Daled? What is Vidilmi Arutsuya Marzim Kamei mean according to Ritva? Not that he was appointed as a Shaliach, but what did the son say? Son comes home, Dad, I would give anything to go out with this girl. So he's Marat, he indicates that he wants to marry this girl. So the father, after learning the whole sugi of Zachar Shalom Befonav, he decides, I'm going to do my yeshiva bacha a big favor, I'm going to go be Mekadosh this girl for him. And he gives a bottle of wine, he gives a cup of wine to his friend. Now the friend, that's okay, because the girl's under the age of 12 and a half, so the Avakadosh is Bittai. So you have a lot of lumpish things going on. You have two guys drunk and drinking under the palm tree in Bavel. What's happening is a lot of lumpish. It's a Vishiktana combined with a Zachlar Shlabifana. Says Ritva, that's what's happening. It's all these deristical principles that are colliding together that just made us have a chashash if we get here. So that's exactly what the Ritva Shid is, that it all depends. If the guy we suspect he wants it, that's called Zachlar Shlabifana. If he doesn't want it, then who are we to be Makanish Mund? What would also be true is that even if he indicates that he probably wants it, once we're working with Zachar Shalom Befonav, there's always a what? What can you always pull? You can always pull out. What if I give you a gift? I want to give you a big gift give you a beautiful sefer. Say, buy you a sefer. You're not around. So I go to the store, buy a sefer. I give it to Reuven. Reuven pick it up for Binyamin. Then Binyamin comes back and says, that's a terrible sefer. I don't want that sefer. It's taking up room in my bookshelf. I don't want that sefer. So then that's Oikin Lekmatal, I'm afraid. Because it turns out it wasn't his chus. So in order for Zchus to work, let's talk about fun of two things at that. First of all, we have to view it objectively as being a Zchus. So we have to have reasons, the objective subject. We have to believe that it's a Zchus b'shas maisa. And then you have an option to veto that Zchus. If you find out about it and you say, great, thanks so much for getting me the safer, Igloy Muslim afraid the safer is yours all along. But if you veto it right away, you can't veto it 6 months later. If and when you find out and you veto it, Igloy Muslim was never a Zchus in the first place. Who remembers the famous Maisa with the Mechiras Chametz in the dormitory? Me and Rep, my illustrious roommate. So one year, he left the dorm the day after before Pesach, and he didn't want to be bothered with the B'dikas Chametz, so he didn't do too much. He went ahead and was matter with Derech Matona to me, all of his Chametz. So he went to another guy in the floor, Rabbi Simon, I was on the floor at the time. And he says, I'm giving all my tana to my wonderful roommate, all my chametz, everything. All the real chametz go with their eyes, you know, the deodorants with the mouthwash, the tutsa, you know, the real chametz, you know. So the mach, the more the chametz in shun. So then he was ready on the way to the airport. And the son of whoever it was, who he was mocked to, says to me, you know, Rabbi Raff just gave you the matana, so he's expecting you to get rid of all the chametz, to the chir, beer, whatever you're going to do with the chametz. So I said, I hereby moicha. I don't want his chametz. I have enough problems with my own chametz. I need his chametz. I need his junk. I got enough of my own junk. So I said, I'm not Makabalus Matana. Wow. So then I called him up. I said, Rabbi Rapp, you should just know that the chametz is 100% yours because I was just moicha on the Matana. It's not a schus for me. It's not a schus for me to have your half tube of toothpaste when you're a deodorant. I'm not interested. Oh, was he mad? Oh, did he have what to say? He still doesn't let me do it. Every year of Pesach, he reminds me. This is 25 plus years later. Rabbi Say, there's a major machlokes here, the Rashba, the Rash and the one against the Ritva. Can Zechiah be used to create a Kedushin? Rabbi Say, who sees the next Kasha coming? Put together everything we spoke about. Is it the next Kasha or is it your Kasha? It's your Kasha, we'll hold off. It's my Kasha.
Maybe.
What's your next Kasha?
Why do we have to resort to Zechiah on this? Maybe this is Shiva just without a formal Minoy.
That's called Zechiah.
No.
Okay, good.
Is
that
what you said?
Yeah. But that wasn't my cash. That was your cash.
That's cash
about
the
rip,
but
from
your part?
No. What made the Ritva veer away from Rashi Pshat? What was the problem with Rashi Pshat? Remember the first half of the sugya. Rizvah said, Abazoy, if so that it was Ayidei Shliach, then what? Then what do you need what? When do you have a Kanani for? Because all that matters is that who's the Mekadesh? Right? According to Rizvah, Rizvah's part of his team of Rambam, and right, that whole picture, right? Mordechai, all those Rishonim who believe the Shliach becomes the new guy. So the Rizvah says that it can't be Ayidei Shliach's Mamish, because it's Ayidei Shliach's Mamish, so then what did David Kanani for? It's the moment of Mekadesh, because it's the moment of Shliach. But now, now that I'm telling you this is not based on Shlichos, based on our fallback positions, based on Zochin, now everything is great. Because based on Zochin, obviously what? Zochin Shlomofanov doesn't make it what? Doesn't make the ring belong to who? To the quote unquote Shlich slash the Zochin. So Shluch Hashem Kemoisai makes the ring belong to the Shliach, and therefore that invalidated Rashi's Pshat in the eyes of the Ritva. But the Pshat that the Ritva is advancing, namely Zochin, that does not invalidate his Pshat, because clearly the Ritva is telling me that we're going to make two columns here. Shlucho, Shul Adam Kemoso, but what? What's the next column? Ein Zocheh Shel Adam Kimoso. These are the two clear principles according to the Ritva. Because if this second statement is not true, then the scenario that the Ritva created in our sugya is prone to the same problem as Rashi's Pshat. The Ritva disqualified Rashi's Pshat because of the Kasha, hey, it is the ring of the Mekadesh. So, and he advanced his Pshat. It must be that Ein Zech Shem Kemoisai. Zechiah somehow doesn't make that transformation. Shlichos can transform people, Zechiah doesn't. Anyone know why I'm bothered with where I'm going with this? Yadua should be Yadua Mefursam. But there are two dinim in the Torah. There's a din of Shluch Shem Kemoisai, and there's a din of Zachar Shem Kemoisai. There's a very famous Machlokes Rishonim, just how connected these two klalim are. Half of the Rishonim subscribe to the following principle as to understand the relationship between these two klalim, and they coined a phrase. You know what the phrase is called? It's a three-word phrase. Zechiah mitam shlichus. Zechiah is a form of shlichus. What do you think that phrase means, Zechiah mitam shlichus? If I would just ask you simply, superficially, what do you think Zechiah mitam shlichus means? There's really only one parasha in the Torah. It's called Shlichus. Shlichus means that Shimon can act on behalf of Reuven. That's the Chiddush of Shlichus. What gives Shimon the authority to act on behalf of Reuven? The fact that he can, that's the Chiddush of Torah. But there has to be some kind of authority to do that. So the Torah gives us two different avenues, two different roads, two different ways to give Shimon that authority to act on behalf of Reuven. One is, if Reuven formally appointed him as a shliach, and you know what parasha we call that? That's called shlichus. And then there's a subcategory. It's also shlichus, but it's a subcategory. What if there was no formal shlichus, but we suspect, strongly believe, and it is actually corroborated later, that he would have done it. If he would have been consulted, he would have done it. You know what we call that? If Reuven would have known that Shimon would have been a shliach, Reuven would have given him the green light to do so. Instead of saying that, Chazal made up a new term. You know what the new term is called? Zechiah. That's what Zechiah is. Zechiah mitam shlichos means that Zechiah is a subcategory. It's the same parasha. It's Shimon acting on behalf of Reuven. In one case, there was a formal min shlichos. In another case, there was an understood self-implied min shlichos. To be determined later, we're going to make certain that there was, and the talking way there really was. If that is true, that Zechiah is Bitam Shlichus, the way I just described it, so we have a major, major problem with the Shittas HaRitva. When you read the Ritva in Kedushat of Zion, this is how you have to read the Ritva. The Ritva just, you know, you just read it superficially, the Ritva says, oh, by the way, this is not Shlichus, it just can't be Shlichus, because Shlichus, that would be silly. So what did the Ritva mean? If it's Shlichus, so the Ritva is obviously subscribing to the fact that it's called Mamre Mekadesh. So the solution to that problem is to call Zechiah. Well, wait a second. If Zechiah is Bitam Shlichus, If every zechiyah is a shluchah, it's invoking shushan kamaiso, it's just avoiding the necessity for a formal mina shlichos. It's a self-understood mina shlichos, but fundamentally it's a parasha shlichos. So in the same way the Ritva rejected Rashi's pshat, whose other pshat should he reject? His own pshat should be rejected also. Who saw that kasha in the Ritva? Who realized that problem when he read the Ritva? You have to ask yourself when you read the Ritva. So you have to identify the Ritva. The Ritva doesn't say anything. The Ritva says three words. He says Rashi pshat's not right, and he explains why. So you have to understand why the Ritva was rejecting Rashi. You have to familiarize yourself with Rabbans and Rambam's Torahs and the whole Shulchan Aruch about who's the Baal HaChalos. Then you have to realize what the Ritva is really saying is the Chiyah, like he says in Daf Mem Daled. He doesn't tell you that in Zayin, but he does tell you in Daf Mem Daled. You have to chaf that the Ritva is not going down the route of Shulchan, it's going down the route of Zechiyah. And then you have to come and make the circle complete and say, wait a second, if it's Zechiyah, so isn't Zechiyah mitam shlichos? So how do you deal with that kasha? That's the kasha after yesterday. So how would you begin concept? I'm not talking what the right answer is yet, but how would you begin to conceptually answer that question? Oh, so the easiest way out would be to say, the Ritva. Who put the Ritva into the camp of Chivadash Levos? I have to check Kol Tar Kula, check every Ritva in Shas and see how's the Ritva. Not so hard to do that, because there's a Ritva that says Kedushin about this very topic. So that would be an easy one. Lu Yitzu, we're going to be right in those facts. That would be a cinch. The Eidish Lema. Could there be another way out? Even a Niach, which happens not to be true, but even a Niach that the Ritva would buy into the Chivadash Levos, I may have oversimplified Zechir Mitam Shlichus. I pointed out, you know what Zechir Mitam Shlichus is? It's identical. It's the exact same thing. The only difference is a nuance of a nuance of a nuance, that in one place there's a form of Shlichus, one place there's a self-understood Shlichus. I may have gone over, I may have did overkill on that one. So we have two Nekudas in the Zahar to understand what is the Shittus of Ritva and how should you? We have to either figure out what the Ritva's understanding of whether he's a pro or against Zechir Mitam Shlichus, and or number two, we have to figure out what the Zechir Mitam Shlichus really mean within those who should accept it if the Ritva was part of that group. So we have a work cut out for us. Again, we're just learning the Ritva. Simple pshat, mamashi Ritva, in condition of Zion. From Yitzchem tomorrow, we'll continue. What?